News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Friday, September 8th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. It's game time at Costa Surefine Food Shop in Countersport. Enjoy porterhouse or T-bone steaks at $6.98 a pound. Center cut pork loin chops or country style spare ribs, only $1.98 a pound. Surefine self-rising pizza, $3.99 each. Three 12 packs of Pepsi products, just $11. 81% lean beef ground chuck, $2.98 a pound. And bun-sized Sugardale jumbo hot dogs, 3 pounds for only $3.79. Take advantage of these BOGO specials, seeded or unseeded the Italiano bread, regular or Applewood Hatfield sliced bacon, freshly baked Kaiser rolls, and mini Italian bread baked in Costa's own oven. Buy one, get one free. Make sure to check out this week's flyer for lots more great savings at Costa Surefine Food Shop in Countersport. Costa Surefine, all the best for less. Like them on Facebook. Penn State says it'll be mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers, high of 59, a low tonight of 44. Mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 56, an overnight low of 44 once again. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 68 and an overnight low of 44.
It is September 8th, and we're hearing a lot about devastating hurricanes, but on September 8, 1900, Galveston, Texas was struck by the worst hurricane and deadliest natural disaster in American history up to that time. 23-foot waves, fronting winds of 135 miles per hour, took 6,000 lives. The storm battered Galveston for 18 hours when the city, on an island connected to the mainland by a 2-mile-long causeway, was rebuilt. It was raised 15 feet above its previous level, and a new seawall was built 6 feet higher than the previous high water mark. But that devastating hurricane hit Galveston, Texas, 117 years ago today. In today's news, the state police fire marshal says the cause of a fire which destroyed a pickup truck on Route 255 in Jay Township yesterday is undetermined. The 2005 Chevy Silverado belonged to James Vogt of Dubois and was having numerous electrical problems, according to the fire marshal, who says examination of the truck showed evidence that the fire started in the engine compartment and then became a major fire. The vehicle was a complete loss. The blaze was fought by the Jay Township Fire Department. There were no injuries. Mansfield-based state police have arrested 38-year-old Melanie Link of Elkland for simple assault, claiming that she struck a victim in the side of the face, causing injury Wednesday afternoon. Out of the area but of interest, the Clearfield County District Attorney's Office, the Kernsville Police Department, and investigators from Troop C, the Pennsylvania State Police, are currently conducting a homicide investigation into the discovery of human remains in a wooded area off of Walker Road in Pike Township, Clearfield County, on August 30th. A forensic dentist positively identified the victim as 19-year-old Chase Anderson of Kernsville. Yesterday, a cause and manner of death had not yet been determined. He was previously listed as a missing person on August 11th. A St. Mary's driver escaped injury in a one-vehicle crash occurring Thursday afternoon on the Million Dollar Highway in Fox Township. State police at Ridgeway say Stacy Yetzer was trying to turn left from Route 948 onto Route 255, and due to diesel gas being on the highway, her Subaru Crosstrek went out of control and slid onto the eastern curb. She was able to drive the vehicle to a final rest in a parking lot down the road. Mansfield-based state police are investigating a theft occurring on Route 328 in Jackson Township between August 1st and this past Wednesday. Someone went on to property owned by Sean Bach and stole a PlayStation 4. And a criminal mischief occurring at the Tioga Quarry on Bauman Road in Middlebury Township, Tioga County, is also being investigated by troopers in Mansfield. Vandal shot a hole in a door of an abandoned building belonging to DeCristo Incorporated of Middlebury Center. Anyone with information about either of these incidents is asked to call state police at 570-662-2151. In other news, commercial property and business owners are advised of the Pennsylvania Route 6 and PA Wilds Facade Program, which will provide funding to commercial building owners and business owners with property owner approval, as well as nonprofit organizations with the restoration of building facades within Warren, McKean, Potter, and Tioga counties. Eligible types of restoration activities include, but are not limited to, design assistance, a fresh coat of paint, new signage, brick and masonry, doors and windows, storefronts, lighting or repairing, or replacing an awning. The 32 facade projects will be awarded a maximum of $5,000 each with a required one-to-one match. Smaller matching signage grants will be available to 50 retail and host site establishments involved in the Wilds Cooperative.
At a recent Potter County Commissioners meeting, Commissioner Susan Kiefauer, who's part of the Downtown Revitalization Committee, reported that the facade project has already begun in Countersport.
So the facade grant, you can see the painting being done on Steve Lau and Mira Rajbandari's building at the end down here next to TC Specialties. Painting's being done. That's their first project with the facade money.
Potter County Commissioner Susan Kiefauer.
You can find out more by attending one of several public meetings. The first will be held this coming Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Warren Public Library. Another is scheduled for Wednesday, September 20th at 10 a.m. in the conference room at the Gunsberger Building, 1 Main Street, Countersport. One that afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Wellsboro Borough Office. And then the final session will be held on Wednesday, September 27th at 1:30 p.m. at the McKean County 911 Center Conference Room on Route 6, Mouthport. To register for a meeting or to find out more, call the Pennsylvania Route 6 Alliance at 814-435-7706. The program is made possible through a $180,000 Keystone Communities grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, and project support is funding from the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. The facade program is being administered by the Pennsylvania State, by the Pennsylvania Route 6 Alliance. Our unofficial high yesterday was 70. The overnight low was 48. We received 0.09 inches of rain here on Fishing Creek in the Black Forest. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:36 p.m. That'll give us 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.